This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. More than 430,000 Coloradans have turned in their ballots. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on a number of factors driving those early returns.
Some voters say they've known for a while whom and what they're voting for, and that nothing could change their minds. Others have expressed concerns about going to the polls to vote in person because of COVID-19. And then there are people like Aubrey Roark from Greeley, who just wants to make sure their vote is counted.
I wanted to make sure that there was time to count my ballot, and if there were any issues, that I'd have time to resolve them.
Colorado has already seen strong turnout for early voting compared to this point in the last presidential race. The election is on November 3rd. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Some children who've returned to school are at risk of losing that option if COVID-19 rates don't go down in several counties. Adams 12 Superintendent Chris Godowski says students are doing their part and virus transmission in schools is very low. But he says health officials warn that people are not wearing masks in private settings and the virus is spreading.
It's essential that we all take this seriously, wear our masks in all the settings we're interacting with other people so we can keep this option alive for our kids who want it very badly and are doing their part.
The Tri-County Health Department has warned that Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties are all at risk of moving to a more restrictive level. It's 70 degrees in Denver. It's 60 and smoky in Boulder. Both Gunnison and Grand Junction are 65 degrees. This is CPR News.